This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Freya Liu. It's time to raise your game. On Monday, we always have the people from Leadernomics here. Raj Kumar, Senior Director of Strategy Innovation for UCSI Blue Ocean Strategy Consulting and a Leadernomics partner. Today's topic is on the 10 types of innovation, part one. Which means we'll go through five. So, you know, and it is important when we talk about innovation, taking things forward, you know. How can innovation actually help organizations to be competitive? And what's the most common type of innovation? I didn't know there was a common type of innovation, but yeah.
Good morning, Frida. It's good to be on the show again. Now, as you know, innovation is basically about monetizing creativity and creating demand. Now, most people tend to associate innovation with product design and performance. Now, that's a common type of innovation, yeah. Mainly because it's tangible, you can see and touch, like your handphone. Mm. But research has shown that there are actually 10 types of innovation to raise your game. And product innovation is just one of the 10 types. So I'm quite excited to be here because I want to share five first this week, right. And then I'll share the other five next week with some examples.
Okay, and the good news, you're saying they don't require a lot of money.
Yes, absolutely, because there are many ways to innovate the way you innovate. So that's the tagline for today.
All right, now what is the first type of innovation?
The first type of innovation is probably the most important type of innovation, which is the profit model, the way in which you make money. Now, it's imperative to innovate your business model, and you need to build a sustainable business model, especially if what we call you're in the red ocean. Here, you need to apply the principle of value innovation, which is to increase value and reduce costs. Now, a perfect example is Tune Hotel. Now, you know the hotel industry is highly competitive,
right.
And it's a very high cost structure. But what they did was they have focused on five cornerstones, which is good bed, shower, location, security, and cleanliness. And the rest of it, they outsourced and they streamlined it. So the smart and savvy travelers tend to enjoy this kind of offering in the market. So this is a very good example of profit model innovation.
Right. Yeah. And they just change the game, change how they earn money.
Yes, yes. Change the rule of the game, increase your revenue stream, streamline your costs, and that's about value up, cost down. I think this is very, very important today because many businesses started as a result of an idea, but they don't really design their business plan.
Right.
For example, I think I was hearing over the radio this morning, MyChef is a fantastic product innovation. But I think they're still looking into how they need to design their business model, how they need to expand internationally. So this is where we need to look at business model innovation. How do you maximize your profit?
I should have arranged a meeting with you instead.
I was very keen to talk to this gentleman.
All right. Yeah. Now, what is the second type of innovation? You know, before we get into the second type, you know, we just talking about that as well, how they moved away. You know how most hotels will sell on service.
Yes.
They don't claim, you know, they don't make any promises in the service area.
Absolutely, because I think they are looking at creating their own blue oceans. In fact, this is not really a new concept. It started in India, called the Ginger Hotel. And I think they are very focused on smart travelers, which is the smart travelers are looking for a good bed, good shower,
right.
A good location.
Clean bed, clean shower.
Yes, clean shower, absolutely. So that's their most important offering there. And that's pretty much it. Because there are many times when you've gone to a hotel and you don't really use most of the facilities there. And, you know, the service is good to have, nice to have. But at the end of the day, you want to have a good
sleep. And the bed has to be clean.
Exactly.
No surprises in the toilet.
Yes, no cockroaches and so on.
That's Lisa. Yeah. All right. Okay, the second type of innovation.
The second type of innovation is quite interesting. It's about network innovation. It's about connecting with others to create value. Now, you need to be innovative in building your network and capitalizing on it and also monetizing it. Now, many a times we start a business and we focus on a core offering and we focus on that particular industry. But this is about expanding your network. So take, for example, Airbnb.
I have used them.
Really? Mm-hmm. And you like it?
I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's pretty much an online company providing people who need a place to stay and people who have a spare room and a tool to connect. And it's grown tremendously because you have over 33,000 cities and 192 countries. But what's important here to note is their network innovation was in the form of them collaborating with photography, or rather photographers, the group of people who are working on taking pictures on best architectural street event photographers around the world. Now, they collaborated with over 2 million professional photographers in span of 5 years. And as a result of that, you know, they keep taking pictures and keep building this base of creating that demand and increasing value and even reducing costs. So this kind of network innovation is very, very important, you know, how you expand and capitalize on your network. So as a result of that, you know, they are very, very successful, and they are collaborating everywhere around the world.
I didn't know that. The photographs.
Yes, absolutely.
Sold me.
Yeah, absolutely, exactly.
But kind of disappointed when you got there, lah. But it wasn't that bad. Because the ratings by people, so you can actually look and see what was rated well, what wasn't rated well.
Absolutely.
So you can actually read the comments. So it's not too bad, and it's crowdsourcing.
Yes, in
that sense.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
But building that network, crowdsourcing. We will talk about crowdsourcing later on. It's about generating ideas and so on. But this is about building a solid network of partners, and that's very, very important for your business. If you want to raise your game, you know, you must look at partnerships and good partnerships and leveraging of that partnerships and being innovative in leveraging off that kind of partnerships, increasing that network.
And we'll talk about the other types of innovation in just a moment. Raj Kumar, Senior Director from UCSI Blue Ocean Strategy Consulting and a Leadernomics partner. This is Race Again, BFM 89.9.
Build financial mountains. BFM 89.9.
This is Raise Your Game, having an interesting conversation with Raj Kumar, Senior Director for Strategy and Innovation at UCSI Blue Ocean Strategy Consulting, a Leadernomics partner. This is part of our Science of Building Leaders series. And we were talking about the 10 types of innovation. We've covered two: the profit model, the network. And what is the third type of innovation?
Right, the third type of innovation is structure. The alignment of your talents and assets. Now, this is a creative way to capitalize on your talents and assets, and perhaps monetizing it from the ideas. Now, take from an example of 3M. Mm-hmm. Right, in 1974, they created this 15% time scheme, where the employees were allowed to use a portion of their time to chase their own ideas and
projects. This is brilliant, because I can't believe this was 1974.
Yes, absolutely.
Nearly 40 years ago. We're trying to do something here as well.
Yes.
You know, so, you know, of course, it's got to be your own initiative as well. And so we got together with, like for me personally, I've gotten together with a few people that I don't normally work with, and we started a sports show.
Wow.
You know, so it's just like, you know, something different.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
great. Go on.
Again. And this is about structural alignment. And also this is about innovating and capitalizing on the talents. There are tons of people here with probably amazing ideas. And in fact, this kind of program has been introduced in companies like Google and HP as a result of what 3M has done. And interesting enough, one of the products that was created from this program is the famous sticky notes,
right?
Yeah, and something that 3M never imagined that they would do, or rather be known for in the world. And that's why it's called Post-it Notes.
And he did it during the 15% time.
Absolutely.
This is just, absolutely. See what you can do in 15% of your time?
Of your time, yes. Especially if you pursue your passion.
You know, and I find that when you're away from the routine of things, creativity comes in.
Absolutely.
Because you're breaking that the day in, day out routine.
Exactly.
So you break away from the routine.
Yeah, and this kind of innovation is important because you allow people to observe and start looking around and capitalizing on your internal resources so that, you know, you don't have to acquire ideas outside, but internally you can harness your talents, your assets, and they can use whatever you have here and come up with a new product or a new offering in the market.
Right, and it's nothing to do with money, yeah?
Absolutely.
So you looked at the type of innovation. We had the profit model, which was with Tude Hotels, example. The second type of innovation was network, and that's Airbnb. And now it's about structure, but changes allowing 15% of your time to do different things. And the fourth type of innovation is process.
Yes, process innovation is also very interesting. It's the signature and superior methods for doing your work. Now, this is a very interesting philosophy of innovation where you can capitalize on your internal process and it gives you an edge over your competitors. Now, this is exactly how Starbucks expanded around the world, you know, by turning part-timers into professional baristas.
I see.
Because, you know, it's hard to produce a good cup of coffee. I know you're a coffee lover, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Starbucks has had this challenge where they have a fantastic product, but they wanted to expand globally. Now, how could they have done that? It's through process innovation. And they created almost an automated process where even if you're a part-timer, you come in, you follow the process, you learn how to make a good cup of coffee. Now, that's key. That's very, very important.
And people don't understand how processes are very important. People like to say, oh, we're a creative company, but they don't realize that you need a process. It's called the creative process
for
a reason. You know,
yes.
I mean, you are allowed to be creative, but understand that there is, otherwise it can't be duplicated. It can't be modeled by other people.
Absolutely. I think the process innovation is important. Now, going back to the 3M model as well,
mm-hmm.
they have a very, although they give you 15% of free time to pursue your ideas, there's also a process before it's commercialized. So you go through a process of a bit of filtering, and when they see there's a demand, they will then spin off into another company.
Right.
So I think process innovation is also very, very important. And some companies, like IT companies, have used their own processes and they've monetized their own processes.
Right.
So for example, like Amazon,
mm-hmm.
Web Services, they are very strong in their online infrastructure and they are now monetizing it by creating this software as a service, Amazon Web Services, where any company can use their services, their processes, and come up with their own e-commerce, data, projects, mobile apps, mobile games, and so on.
Right.
So they are using their internal resources process and monetizing it.
And a lot of companies also with shared services, right? And they decide, hey, you know, since we got all these people, now that became a whole different business model for themselves.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. Ooh. And again, this is, if you already have a very strong process internally, you can capitalize on it and think of how you can monetize it. And that's process innovation.
Yes, you need processes. I need processes. Okay. The last but not least for today, the fifth type of innovation is on product.
Yes.
Finally, we get there.
Yes. So product innovation, as I said, is the most easily understood innovation because everybody knows, oh, when we talk about innovation, it's always about something, a product.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of times people think that product needs a lot of R&D. You know, for SMEs especially, you know, it's hard to raise a lot of money for R&D and so on. But you can get ideas, as we spoke earlier, about crowdsourcing. And I would like to point out a very interesting concept here, a company called Caterpillar Inc.
Mm-hmm.
Many of us know this company,
right,
that designs and manufactures constructions and mining equipment. Now, the company launched a website called Online Customer Research Panel, and where it engaged professional truckers, trucking companies to submit their ideas for vehicle designs. And as a result of that, you know, they get feedback also for the existing designs. And the crowdsourcing helped to produce more affordable products and also cut costs on the design cost. So whenever we talk about product innovation, it's not just about spending more money to create a product, but also to engage the crowd out there. So going back to that MyChef product, which is very, very interesting product, you know, this could be something that they might want to think about,
mm-hmm.
In terms of getting, there are a lot of people out there who love to cook. I mean, now, you know, there's a craze of TV shows, cooking shows and all
right.
that. I think there's a huge demand out there, and especially to put our products, Malaysian products, the signature products out there. Perhaps maybe we can look into some kind of crowdsourcing engagement from people out there who are cooking at home or anywhere else, you know, who can actually give some ideas, some feedbacks. And, you know, that in itself actually creates a buzz.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people start talking about the product, and that itself, in a way, creates the promotion effect as well.
Mm. And also, you talked about how this is product innovation, and a lot of people always think of the 3M post-it notes as a product innovation, and it is.
Yes.
But they didn't know that before that, there was the process.
Absolutely. The birth of that innovation was in the process. So, just not just the post-it note,
the structure.
There are many other products. Actually, 3M comes up with you know, amazing products, even you know, like the mop and stuff like that. So most of this are as a result of this program that they've put in place. And that's when you need to know, sometimes product innovation is the end game, is the end result, but there's many others that comes into that
before you get to the final product, so to speak.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Final thoughts for us today.
Well, final thoughts are, as I said earlier, you know, innovate the way you innovate.
Innovate the way you innovate.
Yeah. You know, don't just think about innovation as just product, but there's so many facets of innovation.
Mm-hmm.
Think systematically of different ways to innovate. As we spoke about the profit model, it's very important. Innovating a business model. Expanding a network, innovating your network capacity, the structure, innovating and capitalizing on your talents, process, coming up with good process innovation so that that can create products as well. And last but not least, product innovation, going for crowdsourcing as a possible way to get some ideas. So.
Right. Yep. And I can't wait for next week where you cover five more.
Thanks,
Raj Kumar from the UCSI Blue Ocean Strategy Consulting and Leadernomics Partner in the 10 Types of Innovation. Five more next week is Raise Your Game, BFM 89.9.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.